Back to Stan.
How are you?
Thank you. Oye, fíjate bien. Evo, u nedelju je... Znamo što.
My dear friends, as you know, this coming Sunday is, you probably know what.
The anniversary of the...
Feast of
St. John the Baptist.
I got anniversary is...
Day after. The anniversary is the day after of the feast day.
Dakle, prije 37 godina...
So 37 years ago...
Upravo na blagdan Ivana Krstitelja...
Exactly on the day of the feast of St. John the Baptist...
Dvije djevojke su šetale, Ivan,
two girls were walking around, Ivanka and Mirjana.
I ugledale su jednu ženu i on naprtu.
And then they saw a lady on the hill.
I pobjegle su, ja.
And then ran away.
Onda su rekla drugima.
So then they told the others.
Pa su drugi videli pa pobjegli.
So the others saw as well, and then again they ran away.
Naravno, tu noć nisu mogli spavati.
Of course, they couldn't sleep that night.
Sutra su osjetili poziv u sebi da krenu prema tom mjestu.
The following day, they felt an invitation to go to that same place.
I onda ih je Gospa pozvala sebi, ja?
And then Our Lady invited them to come to her.
I evo, to je prvi susret da bio s Gospom 25.6.
So the first encounter with Our Lady was on the 25th of June.
Samo na, kod druge postaje radosti kod taj stav, na brdu ukazanja ima jedan križ.
We know very well that at the second decade of Joyful Mysteries of the Rosary, to your right hand side there is a cross.
Tu je baš 6.6. Gospa se ukazala Mariji.
Our Lady appeared to Mary on that exact location on 26th of June.
I rekla mir, mir, mir.
And told her, peace, peace, peace.
Mir mora vladati između čovjeka i Boga između ljudi.
Peace must reign between God and man and among man as well.
I Marija dok je gledala Gospu, kaže, iza Gospe bio križ, dok je to govorila.
And as Maria was saying to us, when she was looking at Our Lady, she saw the cross behind Our Lady.
Križ i mir.
Cross and peace.
U kakvom odnosu stoje?
What kind of relations they have together?
A to ćemo kasnije vidjeti, jel?
But we will see it later on.
26.6. sam, na primjer, ja osobno čuo za da se Gospa ukazala.
On 26th of June, personally, I myself found out about the apparitions going on here.
Ja sam rođen tu u blizini 5 km odavde.
Because I was born only 5 km away from here.
Ta vijest se brzo širila.
So the news spread quite quickly.
Naravno da sam odmah sutra 27.6. išao, jeli,
na so of course, prvo. On 27th of June already I was rushing over to the hill.
I jeli, pošto sam bio malen, onda sam mogao se približiti.
So since I was small and young, I could get near.
Ja i gledam njih šestero kako doživljavaju nešto, kako gledaju.
And then I was observing six of them, how they were experiencing and looking at something.
A to je to moje prvo iskustvo.
So this was my first, very first experience.
Dakle, naravno sam ih sutra dan, preko sutra išao.
The day after and 2 days after I was coming again and climbing the hill.
Već 27.6. tadašnje vlasti počinju sve činiti da zaustave to. Ja?
Already on 27th of June, the government at that time already started to prevent people of climbing.
I župnika Frajozu su zatvorili 17.8.
On 17th of August, the parish priest at that time, Father Jozo, was imprisoned.
Tu su bile specijalne snage. Ja?
There were special forces around.
Ali ništa nisu uspjeli.
But they failed in everything. They didn't succeed in anything at all.
Jer su ljudi vjerovali.
Because people were believing.
Gospa je odmah prvi dana govorila, ništa se ne bojte, samo vjerujte.
Already in the first days our lady was telling them, be not afraid, just believe, have faith.
Evo, i onda je Fra Jozo prije zatvora, naravno, je li, odmah prvi dana pozvao dakle, ljude da mole, je li?
So already in the first days, before he was in prison, Father Jozo was inviting everybody to come for the prayer.
Jer ljudi su dolazili i samo su tražili gdje su vidioci.
Because people were then only coming to see where the visionaries were.
Fra Jozo kaže, hajdemo moliti.
And then Father Jozo said, come and pray.
I to je upravo ono što je Gospa htjela.
And that was exactly and is exactly what Our Lady wanted.
I sad kad se pitamo zašto se Gospa ukazala prvi put na blagdan Ivana Krstitelja.
So now when we wonder why did Our Lady appear for the first time on the feast day of St. John the Baptist?
Ja mislim da to nije bilo slučajno.
I believe it wasn't accidentally.
Da je Gospa upravo izabrala taj blagdan.
I believe that Our Lady chose that specific day
da nam uputi poruku, jel?
To send us a message.
Puno poruka tu možemo pronaći.
Of course, there are so many messages that we can read out of it.
Ivan Krstitelj, znamo, Ivan je u utrobi majčinoj, sjetimo se Lukina evanđelja, osjetio kad je Marija došla, ja?
Already in the Gospel of St. Luke, we can say that St. John felt the nearness of Our Lady when she came to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
Tu započinje njihov odnos.
Their relationship started already then, between Mary, John, and Jesus.
Ivan je pripremao put za Mesiju, ja?
Because St. John was preparing the pathway for Messiah.
I ovdje vidimo kako Marija to isto čini.
And then we see there that Mary was doing exactly the same.
I ona nama pomaže da se pripremi put za Isusa.
And then she's helping to all of us to prepare the pathway for Jesus.
Onda Ivan je pozivao na obraćanje.
And then Ivan was inviting for conversion. St. John, sorry.
Ivan je postio.
St. John was fasting.
I Gospa nas ovdje poziva na post.
And Our Lady has been inviting us for fasting here.
Evo, puno poveznica ja osobno vidim.
So da. I do see a lot of strings in common among these two events.
Dakle, sjetimo se u Lurdu, Gospa je rekla, ja sam bezvrsno začeće.
If you remember Our Lady appearing in Lourdes, she introduced herself as the Immaculate Conception.
U Fatimi kaže, ja sam Gospa od Krunice.
And in Fatima, she introduced herself as Our Lady of Rosary.
Međugorju kaže, ja sam kraljica mira.
Then in Međugorje, over here, she says, I am the Queen of Peace.
Evo, i ovdje vidimo kako je Gospa otvorila školu, možemo reći.
And even here we can see that Our Lady opened up a school here.
Ona kaže, želim vas učiti.
She tells us that she wants to teach us.
Evo, to je ono što je zapravo svima nama potrebno.
And this is exactly what all of us need.
Učiti.
To be taught, to learn.
Jer, mi ćemo reći, pa mi znamo moliti, ja?
We can say we know how to pray.
Ali, zapravo...
But, actually, we don't.
I dobro je reći ne znamo, ja?
And it's good to say we don't know.
Sjetimo se učenika koji su rekli Isusa zamolili, nauči nas moliti.
Let us remember disciples when they asked Jesus, please teach us how to pray.
Jer Gospa time želi zapravo nešto najvažnije postići.
Because by teaching us, Our Lady wants to get to something the most important, to reach something which is most important.
Naime, Gospod kaže, molite, to je put do mira.
Namely, Our Lady says, pray, and then when you pray, it is the pathway to peace.
Ali, molite srcem.
But pray with the heart.
Jer nije dovoljno samo moliti.
Because it's not enough only to pray.
Sjetimo se onog farizeja koji moli u hramu.
Let us remember the Pharisee praying in the temple.
On moli.
He was praying.
Posti dva puta u tjednu.
Fasting two days in a week.
Ali Isus kaže,
but Jesus says,
Bogu se ne sviđa njegova molitva.
God doesn't like his prayers.
Što je pogrešno u tome?
What was wrong in it?
Ili stari sin, sjetimo se za onaj priču o milosrednom ocu.
And already, let us remember the story of the merciful father and the oldest son.
On živi s ocem.
He's living with his father.
Dobar čovjek.
A good man.
Ostao s ocem.
Stayed with his father.
Ne čini ništa loše.
He doesn't do anything bad at all.
Nije kao mlađi brat otišao.
He wasn't like the younger one who disappeared, left the house.
Ostao je.
He stayed.
Ali...
But...
Farizej je dobar čovjek.
Farizej man was a good man.
Ili, na primjer, oni što su podigli kamen da bace na onu ženu.
Or the ones that took the stone to throw it against the woman.
Sigurno nisu bili loši ljudi.
Definitely they were not bad people.
Ali?
But.
Što je problem?
What is the problem?
Srce.
Heart.
Zatvoreno srce.
Closed heart.
Srce se može zatvoriti.
The heart can be closed.
Zatvoreno srce blokira razum.
And then the closed heart blocks the sense, common sense.
Ne možemo ispravno razmišljati.
We cannot think rightly.
Blokira naše osjećaje.
Blocks our emotions, feelings.
Blokira naše gledanje.
Blocks our points of view, observation.
I onda mi možemo misliti da smo dobri.
Then we can think that we are good.
Sve u redu.
Everything is all right.
Ali, zapravo nije.
But actually, it isn't.
Jer ne vidimo sebe.
Because we do not see ourselves.
Jedan mladić bio u zajednici Čenakolo.
There was a young man who was in the community of Čenakolo.
Znamo za zajednicu Čenakolo.
We all know about Čenakolo community, don't we?
I uhvate ga kako je nešto krao.
So they caught him stealing something in the community.
Nešto za pojas.
Something to eat.
Ali majka Elvira, koja je osnovala zajednicu, to je smatrala jako velikim prekršajem.
But Mother Elvira, the founder of the community, believed it to be a huge offense.
Zato što su oni to radili prije ulaska u zajednicu.
Because that was what they were doing before they were entering the community.
Krali su da bi
stealing
našli novac
to get money
za drogu.
For the drugs.
I sad to nastavljaju dalje. No?
And they were continuing to do the same.
Krali su
stealing
i bili slijepi.
And were blind.
Lagali.
Lying. They were lying.
Pravo sebe.
They were justifying themselves.
Jedan mladić iz zajednice pripovjedao, ja sam slušao.
One young man from the community was giving a talk and I was listening to him.
Što je činio?
Who told us what he did.
Kaže, jednog dana mi je nestalo novca za drogu.
And he told us a story of what happened to him when one day he woke up without money in his pocket for the drugs.
I sjetio sam se majke.
And then I remembered my mother.
Koja je bila u bolnici.
Who was in the hospital.
I njezina zlatnog lančića.
And her golden chain.
I otišao sam u bolnicu.
So I went to the hospital.
I strgao joj, uzeo joj.
Took it off her.
Zlatni lanč.
The golden chain.
I prodao ga i kupio i dobio novac za drogu.
So I sold it to get the money for the drugs.
I tada to nisam smatrao uopće lošim.
And he said the young man didn't find anything wrong in it.
Kad se srce blokira.
When the heart is blocked.
Kad je srce zarobljeno.
When the heart is in jail.
Blokirano je naše razmišljanje.
Our thinking, observation, viewing things is blocked as well. So now let us go back to the young man who was stealing in the community. So Mother Elvira said, okay, you admitted you committed that offense. But is there anything else that you would like to confess that you stole?
Ali on zna da ona, da ona čita njegove, ne može pred njom lagati.
So he was like thinking, but he knew very well that he could not lie to her, that she was able to read and know everything about it.
Kaže on, da, jesam, krao sam.
So he says, yeah, I was stealing.
Ali nitko to nije vidio.
But nobody saw it.
Kaže ona njemu.
And then she said, Mother Elvira tells him.
Zar si ti nitko?
Aren't you nobody? Are you nobody?
On kaže, nitko me nije vidio.
Because he said, nobody saw me.
Kaže ona, a zar si ti nitko?
And then she says, are you nobody?
A ti si vidio sebe,
ja? You saw yourself.
Zar si ti nitko?
Are you nobody?
Ali nije vidio sebe, ja?
But he did not see himself.
Evo, dragi prijatelji, zato nas Gospa poziva.
So, my dear friends, therefore our lady has been inviting us to learn.
Jer kad učim,
because when we learn,
ja se otvaram novome.
I'm opening myself for the new.
Otvaram se novome.
Opening myself for the new things.
I to je najvažnija lekcija u molitvi.
And that is the most important lesson in the prayer.
Kako otvarati srce u molitvi?
How to open the heart in the prayer.
Jer Bog je tu.
Because God is here.
Jer Bog tebe ljubi.
God loves you.
Kaže Isus, baš u današnjem evanđelju, kaže Isus.
So in today's gospel, Jesus says,
Božja ljubav je kao sunce.
God's love is like a sunshine.
Koje sjaje dobrima i zlima.
That shines to the good and to the bad the same.
Znači, Bog tebe ljubi.
God loves you.
Bog tebi prašta.
God forgives you.
Ali ako je tvoje srce zatvoreno.
But if your heart is closed.
Sjetimo se starijeg sina iz one priče.
So let us remember again the oldest son from the story.
Što je problem kod njega?
What was his problem?
Zatvoreno srce.
His closed heart.
Zatvoreno srce prema bratu koji je pogriješio.
His closed heart towards his brother who made a mistake.
Farizej.
The Pharisee.
Zatvoreno srce prema grešnicima.
His closed heart towards the sinners.
I takav čovjek ne može biti čovjek mira.
And that kind of man cannot be the man of peace.
Ne može.
cannot.
I zato, jer Gospa kaže, učite, molite.
Therefore, our Lady has been inviting us to learn to pray.
Otvarajte srce o molitvi kao što se cvijet otvara suncu.
Open your heart in the prayer as the flower opens.
Kako se otvara?
How to open?
Gospa kaže, obraćenje.
And our Lady says, by conversion.
Kaže ona, obraćenje je najvažnija poruka koju se nam ovdje dala.
Our Lady says the conversion is the most important message that I have given you here.
Zašto?
Why?
Jer kad ja kažem,
because when I say,
meni je potrebno obraćenje,
I need the conversion,
ili čak pitanje postavim,
or ask a question,
možda je meni potrebno obraćenje,
maybe I need a conversion,
već na taj način moj pogled se okreće prema...
Already at that moment, my points of view are turning back to me.
Jer sjetimo se farizeja.
Let us remember again the Pharisee man.
Njegov pogled je na drugima.
His view, he was observing the others, not himself.
Bože, hvala ti što nisam kao oni tamo gledali.
God, thank you for not being like the sinners over there.
Ja molim, ja postim.
I'm praying, I'm fasting.
Sjetimo se starijeg sina.
Let us remember the older son.
Njegov pogled je samo na pogreš njegova brata.
He was observing only and seeing only the mistakes his brother did.
Ja sam dobar.
I'm good.
Meni ne treba obraćenje.
I don't need conversion.
Obraćenje treba drugima.
The conversion is needed to the others.
Tu nema promjene.
There is no change happening there.
Takav tip čovjeka ne može biti čovjek mira.
That kind of man cannot be the man of peace.
Takav čovjek uvijek u pravu.
That kind of man is always right.
Ja se ne treba mijenjati.
I don't have to change.
Moja supruga se treba mijenjati.
My wife needs to change.
Moj muž se treba.
My husband needs to change.
Jer taj tip čovjeka jako dobro i brzo vidi pogreške u drugih.
Because that kind of man easily can recognize the mistakes and failures of the others.
I to trun u oku.
And even the speck in the eye.
A to Jesus kaže, kad vidite trun u oku drugoga.
And Jesus says, when you see the speck in the eye of the others.
Znači malo stvar.
Which means a tiny, tiny thing.
Tada, stop.
Stop there.
Ne odmah mijenja druge.
Don't go change others immediately.
A mi bi odmah mijenjali druge.
And we would like to change the others instantly.
Jesus kaže, ne.
Jesus says, no.
Okreni pogled prema
sebe. Turn your look towards yourself.
Zato nas Gospa ovdje poziva, radite
našo srce. Therefore, has been inviting us over here to work on our hearts.
Kao što radite u polju.
As you would work in the gardens.
Vidite kako nas Gospa uči.
Look how our Lady has been teaching us.
Okreni pogled prema sebe.
Turn the look towards yourself.
Oni ljudi podigli kamen da bace na onu ženu.
Those people who took the stone to throw the stone against the woman.
A Jesus kaže,
and Jesus says,
pogled prema sebe.
Turn your look to yourself.
Tko je od vas bez grijeha?
Who is without sins? So,
to je, dragi prijatelji, put.
This is, my dear friends,
the pathway.
This is the way that the doors of your heart are being opened.
I započinjemo hod u nutrinu.
And then we start our walk in the inside of us, in the inner walk.
Evo, zato svaka živosma, svaki dan je potrebno obraćenje.
Our Lady says, every day we needed conversion.
Zato što mi svaki dan umislimo,
because every day in our thoughts
i osjećajima,
or our feelings,
udaljimo se jedni od drugih.
We distance ourselves from one another.
Sjetimo se kako nas misao neka udalji od drugih.
Let us remember the way when one thought distance ourselves from the others.
Naravno da mi uvijek mislimo da smo u pravu.
Of course we always believe to be right.
Pravdamo sebe.
We always justify ourselves.
Peremo ruke kao Pilat.
We wash our hands as Pilate did.
Adam kaže, nisam ja, nego Eva.
Adam said, it wasn't me, it was Eve.
Eva kaže, nisam ja, nego zmija.
And then Eve says, it wasn't me, it was the serpent.
Obraćaj.
Conversion.
Raditi na svom srcu.
To work on your heart.
Biskup Franjo Saleški.
The Bishop Francis of Salesia.
I njemu, pred njegovu kuću dođe neka banda.
So a gang appeared in front of his house.
I oni ga lame.
They were shouting, they were slamming the doors, cursing, swearing.
I Franjo je šutio.
And the Francis was quiet.
I pitaju ga prijatelji, zašto si šutio, zašto nisi...
So the friends asked him, why were you quiet? Why were you silent? Why didn't you go for it? Against them?
Kaže Franjo, ja sam napravio dogovor, sporazum između mog jezika i mog srca.
And then Francis said, I made an agreement between my heart and my common sense. My heart and my tongue.
Moj jezik smije govoriti samo onda ako je srce mirno.
My tongue can speak, my mouth can speak only when my heart is calm.
A onim trenutcima moje srce nije bilo mirno.
And in those moments my heart wasn't calm.
On je vidio sebe.
He saw himself.
Vidio je što se u njemu događa.
He saw what was going on in him.
Što otvara srce?
What can make your heart to be open?
Slušanje.
Listening.
Ali slušanje srca.
But listening with your heart.
U Gospe vidimo sve srce.
We can see everything in Our Lady's messages is about heart.
Nije dovoljno samo gledati.
It is not enough only to look.
Nego? Srce.
But with a heart.
Jer?
Because.
Tu su korijeni. U srcu su korijeni.
There are the roots of seeing things.
Slušati.
To listen.
Nije dovoljno samo čuti.
It's not enough to hear. It's not enough to have the ears for listening.
Nego srce.
But heart.
Pazite kako slušate, kaže Isus.
Careful, be careful the way you are listening.
Kao Marija slušate.
Listen as Mary does.
Ali mi možemo slušati druge, a biti zatvoreni.
But we cannot, we can listen the others, but still be closed.
Ja slušam tebe.
I'm listening to you.
Ali te ne želim čuti.
But I don't want to hear you.
Ne želim te razumjeti.
I don't want to understand you.
Ja imam svoje mišljenje.
I have my own opinion.
I čvrsto ostajem kod svog mišljenja.
And I firmly stick to my opinion.
Ja ne čujem tvoje namjere. Ne želim čuti tvoje namjere.
I don't want to hear your intentions.
Djed i baka sjede.
Grandma and grandpa were sitting.
I baka kaže.
And then grandma says.
Cijeli život smo proveli skupa.
All our lives we spent together.
I nikad nismo razgovarali.
And we never talked.
Kaže djed njoj.
And then the grandpa told her.
Nikad te nisam htio prekidati.
I never wanted to stop you.
Je li ona čula sebe?
Did she hear herself?
Jedan muž osjetio nešto nije dobro u komunikaciji sa suprugom.
There was a man, a husband, who felt that there was nothing, there was something going wrong in the communication with his wife.
I ode jednom svećeniku.
So he went over to visit a priest.
I tako kaže, imam malo problema.
So he told him, we have slight problems.
I svećenik kaže, idi kući i tjedan dana slušaj svaku riječ koju tvoja supruga izgovori.
Go back home. And for a week, listen to every single word your wife says. And then he says, all right. A week after, he comes back.
Radostan.
Joyful.
Kaže, dobra je.
It's all right now.
Slušao sam svaku riječ koju je moja žena izgovorila.
I was listening every single word that my wife was saying.
Kaže sad svećenik njemu. A sad idi kući.
And then the priest told him, so now go back home.
I slušaj svaku riječ koju tvoja žena ne izgovori.
And listen for every word that your wife is not saying.
To je to dublje slušanje.
And that is the deeper listening.
Ne samo što ja mislim.
Not only what I am thinking,
nego što moja žena misli,
but what my wife is thinking.
Što ona osjeća,
what she feels.
Želim čuti njezine namjere.
To hear her thoughts, her intentions.
To je to dublje slušanje.
And that is the deeper listening.
Kako Marija sluša.
As Mary listens.
Ne razumije sve.
Does not understand everything.
Ali nije se zaustavila kod toga.
But she wasn't stopped at that point.
Nego se otvara.
But opened herself.
Kaže, evo me gospodine, neka mi bude po tvojoj riječi.
Here I am, O Lord, let it be according to thy will.
Evo me.
Here I am.
Otvorena sam.
I'm opened.
Evo me, predajem ti se.
I surrender myself to you.
Neka mi bude po tvojoj riječi.
Let it be according to thy will.
Želim slušati tvoju riječ.
I want to listen to your word.
I sve te događaje Marija prima u svoje srce.
And all those events Mary is accepting in her heart, receiving in her heart.
I prebere ih, razmatra ih.
Then she was checking on them and observing them.
To je to dublje slušanje.
Them. And that is the deeper listening.
Evo, Gospod nas poziva, čitajte Božju riječ srcem.
Our Lady has been inviting us to read the word of Lord with the heart.
Evo, ovako čitati Božju riječ.
No, this way, read the word of God.
Kao Marija.
As Mary.
Zatim, evo, vjera je važna.
Then vjera otvara the faith srce. Is important. The faith opens the heart.
Isus kaže, vjera te tvoja spasila.
Jesus says, your faith saved you.
Sjetimo se mlađeg sina koji je otišao od oca.
And then let us remember again the younger son who left his father.
I u jednom trenutku se probudio.
In one moment he woke up.
Sjetio se oca.
Remembered his father.
I treće, najvažnije.
And the third, the most important one.
Povjerovao da ga otac neće odbaciti.
He believed that his father won't reject him.
Povjerovao da će ga otac primiti.
He believed that his father will accept him.
Da će otac oprostiti.
That his father will forgive him.
On je mogao ostati tamo.
He could stay over there.
Sjetiti se oca.
And remember his father.
I plakati.
And cry.
Zašto sam to učinio?
Why did I do so?
Otac me neće primiti.
My father won't accept me.
Ne, on je povjerovao. No,
he believed.
Da će ga otac primiti. I vratio se.
That his father would accept him and therefore he came back.
Viera ga je spasila.
His faith saved him.
To je ta snaga vjere.
That is the power of the faith.
Jer Bog tebe ljubi.
Because God loves you.
Vjeruješ li to?
But do you believe in it?
Jer Bog tebi prašta.
Because God forgives you.
Vjeruješ li to?
But do you believe in it?
Samo to Bog traži od tebe.
That's the only thing God is asking from you.
Ljubav otvara srca.
Love opens the heart.
Negativne osjećaje zatvaraju srce.
Negative feelings are closing the heart.
Ljubav otvara srce.
Love opens the heart.
Ako ne možemo oprostiti, kaže Gospa, molite za ljubav.
If we can't forgive, Our Lady says, pray for love.
Jer ljubav otvara.
Because love opens.
Zato molimo, Isuse, daj mi ljubavi prema osobi koju ne podnosim.
Therefore we pray, Jesus, give me love towards the person that I can't stand.
Daj mi ljubavi prema osobi koja mi je teška.
To love the person that is heavy to me.
Daj mi ljubavi prema osobi koja me povrijedila.
Then give me love towards the person that hurt me.
Na taj način ti moliš za nešto.
And on that way you are praying for something
što će ti pomoći,
that will help you,
da tvoje srce ozdravi,
for your heart to be healed,
da se oslobodi,
to liberate itself.
Jer jedino ljubav ti donosi mir.
Because only love brings the peace.
Zato je to. Gospod kaže, molite sve dok se ne oslobodite.
And Our Lady says, therefore Our Lady says, pray until you set yourself free. Pray for love.
Zatim, križ, sjetimo se početka.
And then let us remember the beginning, the cross.
Križ i mir.
Cross and peace.
Gospod kaže, molite pred križom, s križa dolaze mnoge milosti.
Our Lady says, pray before the cross. From the cross, great graces come.
Uzmite križ u ruke i gledajte u
Isusa. Take the cross in your hands and look at Jesus.
Svi mi imamo križ.
We all have the crosses.
Ovisi o tomu ako prihvaćam ili ne prihvaćam križ.
It only depends if I accept the cross or do not accept.
Isus kaže, uzmi križ.
Jesus says, take the cross.
Prihvati križ.
Accept the cross.
Zašto?
Why?
Jer kad prihvatim križ, događa se preobrazba u mom srcu.
Because by accepting the cross, the transfiguration happens in me. Transformation.
Isto kao vjera.
Same as the faith.
Kad je jaka vjera u
mene. When the faith is firm in me.
Isto kao ljubav.
Same as love.
Zato Gospod kaže molite za ljubav.
Therefore Our Lady says pray for love.
Isto tako prihvaćanje križa.
And that is the same with acceptance of the cross.
To djeluje na moje srce.
It infects our heart, my heart.
I kad se srce mijenja, sve se mijenja.
And when the heart is being changed, everything is changed.
Sve je drugčije.
Everything is different.
Sve izgleda drugčije.
Everything looks different.
I ljudi izgledaju drugčije.
Even the people look different.
I problemi.
And the problems as well.
Jedan mladić kaže, došao do jednog svećenika i kaže, imam problema.
One young man approached the priest and said, I have problems.
Svašta nešto mi pomuti nutrinu.
There are so many things that disturb my inner peace and that disturb me.
Ukrade mi mir, radost.
Steal peace and joy of me.
Nekakve situacije u životu.
Some life situations.
I nemam mir, nemam radosti.
And I have no peace, no joy in myself.
Svećenik uzme čašu vode.
And then the priest took the glass of water.
Dali je čistu vodu.
And he pours water inside. Pure. Full glass.
I u vodu, u čašu stavi malo petala.
And then he put some ashes inside the water.
Čitava se voda, čaša se zamuti.
And of course, the entire water becomes dirty.
Isto koliko, a more je bilo blizu.
And sea was nearby to them.
I odvede ga do mora.
So he takes him to the sea.
Istu količinu pepela pusti u more.
And then he takes the same amount of ashes and throws it inside the sea.
Gledaju gdje je pepeo.
And then they were looking, trying to find the ashes.
Nema pepela.
Gone. No more ash.
Izgubilo se u more.
Disappeared in the sea.
I kaže njemu svećenik.
And then the priest said to him.
Svakog dana odluči.
Every day you have to decide.
Hoćeš li biti čaša vode ili more?
Whether to be a glass of water or the sea.
Ovisi samo o problemima.
It does not depend only on problems.
Nego o mom srcu.
But on my heart.
Koje može biti kao čaša vode.
That can be small as a glass.
I može biti kao more široko.
Or wide as the sea.
Može biti usko kao onog starijeg sina.
It can be narrow as the older son heart was.
I zatvoreno.
And the closed.
I može biti široka kao njegova milosrdna oca.
Or that wide as in his father's.
U njegovom milosrdnom oca puno ljubavi, srce puno ljubavi.
Because father's heart was full of love.
Obojica gledaju ono treću osobu.
Both of them are looking to the same third person.
Mlađe sina, odnosno mlađe brata.
Younger brother.
Drugčije gledaju.
But they look at him differently.
Drugčije reagiraju.
React differently.
Stariji sin, stariji brat.
Older
ne može. Nema snage.
Cannot, doesn't have the strength.
Ne može razumjeti oca.
Cannot understand the father.
I ne može primiti brata.
And can't receive father, brother God.
Koji je pogriješio.
Who made a mistake.
Ne zbog pogriješke.
Not because of the mistake.
Ne zbog pogriješke njegova brata.
Not because of the mistake of his brother.
Nego zbog.
Only because of
njegovo srce je usko.
His heart, because his heart was never closed.
Nema ljubavi.
There was no love in it.
To je razlog.
That was the reason.
Njegov otac.
His father.
Može primiti njegova sina koji je pogriješio.
His son who made a mistake.
Jer u njegovom srcu ima prostora.
Because there is enough space for him in his heart.
Jer je njegova ljubav veća od pogriješke njegova sina.
Because his love is greater than the mistake his son did.
Isto tako problemi razvorani.
That's the same way with the problem, different problem.
Ako prihvaćam sebe.
If I accept myself.
Moje srce se mijenja.
My heart is being changed.
Ako ja ne prihvaćam sebe takvog kakav ja sam.
If I do not accept myself the way I am.
Križ je još teži.
My cross is being then heavier.
I nema mira.
And there is no peace.
Ako ne prihvaćam tebe, osobu s kojom živim,
if
radim,
I do not accept you, the person I live with, work with, the way you are,
nema mira.
There is no peace then.
Ako prihvatim tebe, tako
jesi, accept you the way you are,
mir se vraća.
Peace is regained.
Prihvaćanje djeluje na moje srce.
Acceptance influence. My heart.
I ti izgledaš drugčije.
And then you look different to me.
Tko se promijenio?
Who did change?
Ja.
Myself.
I ti.
And you.
Nakon što sam se ja promijenio.
After I changed.
I ti izgledaš drugčije.
You look different to me.
Jedna djevojka nije prihvaćala sebe.
There was a girl who did not accept herself.
I dođe do našeg fratra.
So she came to one of our priests, prayers.
I kažemo, išla sam dva puta na plastične operacije.
And told him I went for the plastic surgery two times so far.
Ali još uvijek nisam zadovoljan.
But still I'm not satisfied with the way I look.
Zato da nos malo tamo.
You know, the shape of the nose wasn't right.
Kaže njoj taj frater.
And then the friar told her then.
Djevojko, pogledaj mene.
Girl, look at me.
Čelavo.
Bald.
Nije dlake na glavi.
There is no single hair on my head.
Nos velik i kriv.
And then my curved and big nose.
Mršav.
Skinny.
Mnogi kažu da sam ružan.
Many people say that I'm ugly.
Ali djevojko.
But girl.
Ja se vidim samo jednom u danu.
But I see only myself once a day.
I to izjutra.
And that is in the morning.
I to ako se dobro umije.
And that is when I wash my face very thoroughly.
Ostalo vrijeme me gledaju drugi ljudi.
It is the other people who have to look at me all day long.
Ako ti drugi ljudi imaju problema s mojim izgledom,
if that other people have the problem with the way I look,
neka operiraju svoje oči.
Then they should make a surgery on their eyes.
Ja neću svoje lice.
I won't make a surgery on my face.
Djevojka nije slobodna.
As you can see, the girl is not free.
Njezina sreća, njezina
mir, her peace,
ovise o drugima.
Depends on others.
Kako me drugi gledaju.
How the others see me.
Kakva sam ja u očima drugih.
How do I look in the eyes of the others?
Nije slobodna.
She is not free.
Nije prihvatila sebe.
She did not accept herself.
Ovaj frater je prihvatio sebe.
This friar, the priest, accepted himself the way he was.
Kad prihvatim sebe,
when I accept myself,
stvari se preobražavaju.
And then the things are changing, transforming.
Ono što mi bio problem.
The thing that was a problem to me,
nije mi više problem.
Is no longer a problem.
Ono što mi je bilo teško.
What was heavy to me,
nije mi više teško.
It is not heavy anymore.
Gospod nas, dragi prijatelji, uči kako mijenjati srca.
Our Lady, my dear friends, is teaching us how to change our hearts.
Kako steći unutarnju slobodu.
How to gain an inner freedom.
Jer kad imaš jaku vjeru.
When you have firm faith.
Jaku nadu.
Firm hope.
Jaku ljubav.
Firm love.
Ti si slobodan.
Then you are free.
Ti se oslobađaš.
You are liberating yourself.
U današnjem evanđelju.
In today's gospel.
Isus kaže.
Jesus says.
Čuli ste što je rečeno starima.
You have heard what it was told to the old ones.
Mrzite neprijatelje.
Hate your enemies.
I ljubite prijatelje.
And love your friends.
A ja vam kažem.
But I'm telling you.
Ljubite neprijatelje.
Love your enemies.
Kad je u meni ljubav,
when there is love inside me,
ja sam slobodan.
I'm free.
Kad je u meni mržnja,
when there is a hatred,
ja sam zarobljen.
I'm imprisoned.
I tada zlo upravlja sa mnom.
And then the evil is steering me, directing me.
Dva prijatelja razgovaraju,
susreli se. That met together and
20 godina nakon što su bili u koncentracionom logoru.
Met each other 20 years after they had spent time in the camp, concentration camp.
I kaže jedan kaže drugome.
And then the one tells to the other.
Jesi li oprostio nacistima? Oprostio, jeste oprostio.
A did you forgive the Nazis what they have done?
Kažu vam, jesam.
And the other one said, yes, I did.
A ti?
What about you?
Ne.
No.
Ja ih još uvijek mrzim.
I still hate them.
Ovaj njemu kaže.
And then the other one says.
Prijatelju.
My friend.
Znači još uvijek ti si njihov zarobljenik.
It means that you are still their prisoner. What Jesus wants from us, inner freedom.
To je ono čemu nas Gospod uči.
That is exactly what Our Lady has been teaching us.
Da budemo iskrenuta slova.
To be free from inside.
To je put pravo na
mir. It is the way toward the real peace.
Evo još jednu lekciju.
Just one more lesson.
Zahvaljivanje.
Thanksgiving. Gratitude.
Mi smo nekad, nekad smo nezadovoljni.
Sometimes we are not satisfied with the things.
Ne zato što nemamo dovoljno za život.
Because it's not because we don't have enough for living.
Nego zato što vidimo samo ono što nema.
It is because sometimes we do see only the things that we don't have.
A ne vidimo ono što imamo.
And then we don't see what we have.
Kad zahvaljujemo.
When we give thanks.
Naše oči se otvara.
Our eyes are being opened.
Kad zahvaljujem, zahvaljivanje djeluje na moje srce.
Thanksgiving, the gratefulness, influences my heart.
Isto, jel? Isto kao i prijavno.
Same as before.
I kad se srce mijenja,
and when the heart is being changed,
sve izgleda drugačije.
Everything looks different.
Zato, možemo ovako zahvaljivati.
Therefore, we can give thanks.
Dakle, Gospod kaže, zahvaljujte za male
stvari. Our Lady says, be grateful for the small things.
I kad zahvaljujete, otkrivajte ljepotu Božjih stvorenja.
And then when you give thanks, you discover the beauty of God's creatures.
Dakle, možemo ovako.
So we can do it in a way.
Križićemo vani u prirodu.
For example, when we go out to the nature.
Počni zahvaljivati.
Start with giving thanks.
Bože, hvala ti za.
God, thank you for.
I onda gledaj.
And then look up around you.
I otkrivaj.
And discover.
Male stvari.
Small things.
Cvijet ugledaš.
When you see the flower.
Gledaj ga.
Look at it.
I zahvaljuj.
And be grateful. Give thanks for.
Hvala ti za ovaj cvijet.
God, thank you for this flower.
Gledaj ga.
And look at it.
Osjetiš kako se, kako ti shvaćaš kako je čudesno ovaj cvijet, kako lijepo.
And then you realize how miraculous that flower is, how beautiful it is.
Ti se počneš čuditi.
And then you start wondering.
U tebi se radost budi.
And joy is awakened.
Otkrivaš ljepotu
Božju. You are discovering the beauty of God's creatures.
Radost se u tebi budi.
The joy is awakening.
Ugledaš pticu.
Then you see the bird.
Zahvaljujem.
You give thanks for that.
Za stabla i tako dalje.
For the trees and so on and so on.
Toliko je toga čudesnoga.
There are so many miraculous things around us.
Bože, hvala ti za svaku osobu koja je ovdje.
God, thank you for each single person that is over here.
Ako tako zahvaljujemo.
If you are doing the thanks in such a way.
Ja shvaćam.
And I realize.
Da je svaka osoba lijepa.
That every person is beautiful.
Jer zahvaljivanje djeluje na moje srce.
Because giving thanks, to be grateful, influence my heart.
Moje oči se otvaraju.
My eyes are being opened.
Ja primjećujem ono pozitivno, lijepo, dobro u drugima.
The positive and the beautiful things inside the others.
Evo, dragi prijatelji.
So, my
Gospod nam daje tako male, ali dobre lekcije.
Our Lady has been giving us such small but good lessons.
Koje nam pomažu da se srce otvara.
To open our hearts.
I to je put do mira.
And that is the way to peace.
I to je prvi dio njezine škole.
And that is the first part of her school.
Koji je drugi?
And which one is the second?
Prvije da ja nađem mir.
The first one is to find the peace by myself.
A drugi?
And the second one?
Da ja pomažem drugima.
To help, to for me to help the others.
Budite moje ispružene ruke mira u svijetu.
Be my extended hands for the peace in the world.
Kako ćemo to biti?
How can we be that?
Možda kao najmilosrdni Samaritanac.
We can do as the merciful Samaritan,
koji je bio nemiran,
who was disturbed without peace,
nije bio ravnodušan,
he wasn't balanced,
nego je stao.
And then he actually stopped.
I pomogao.
And helped.
Hoćeš li na taj način?
Will you do that on that way?
Hoćeš li kao Majka Terezija?
Or as Mother Teresa?
Hoćeš li stotine načina poslije?
Or hundreds of other ways?
Al to su ta dva.
But those are the
dijela
of our lady's school.
Da ja pronađem mir.
For me to find the peace.
I da ja pomažem drugima.
And to help the others.
I to je Gospod put mira u
svijetu. That is our lady's way to peace in the world.
Hvala vam na vašoj pozornosti.
Thank you very much for your attention.
I sad možemo se pomoliti.
And let us pray together. Stay in your, sit down, stay on your seats.
Možemo otvoriti svoje ruke.
Open your hands.
Otvorene ruke govore.
The open hands are saying.
Otvoreno srce.
Open heart.
Ruke koje zahvaljuju.
The hands that are grateful.
Srce koje se predaje.
The heart that is being surrendered.
Anđel Gospodnji navijestio Mariji.
The angel Gabriel announced to Mary.
I ona je začela po Duhu.
And she conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Još polakše. Evo službenice Gospodnje.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto thee according to thy word.
Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
I riječi tijelo postoje.
The world is made of flesh.
And dwells among us.
Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Molit za nas, Sveta Bogorodice.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God.
That we may be made worthy of
the cross
of
Christ. Let us pray.
Milos.
Perform this peace.
To your Lord, that thy grace may come to our house, that we may be
glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world, amen.
Glory be
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world, without end, amen.
Glory be
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world, without end, amen.
Gospodine, blagoslovi ove osobe.
Lord, bless all those people here.
Probudi njihovu vjeru i povjerenje u tebe.
Wake up the faith and believe and trust in you.
Probudi njihovu nadu.
Wake up their hope.
Probudi ljubav u njihovim srcima.
Wake up the love in their hearts.
Daruj im svoj mir.
Give them your peace.
Oslobodi njihova srca.
Set free their hearts.
Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you.
And with the Spirit.
Blagoslovio vas sve mogući Bog.
Let Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much.